Cool, man. Good. All right. So, money game. I want to hear what's going on, man.
I hit a slowdown because I've kind of burned through all my libraries so far.
Okay.
Burned through most of my park districts.
Let's talk about, because you were so active on getting it all done. Tell me about, any response you got and what we can, I mainly today kind of want to focus on follow-through, follow-up, next level follow-up for you.
Well, I've been doing a lot of follow-up because this is the time they're booking or have booked already. So from my point, I've probably contacted them. I've been contacting them almost every 7 days, which is almost to the point of obnoxious for a library. But it is also the time that they started, the library process starts early November for the ones that have their fiscal budget that starts early.
Right.
So then they get into December. Some of them aren't planning, they tell you in January. So they start in January. So early budgets have everything booked by almost the second week in January.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then there's a lull and it doesn't pick up till March. But there's a funny little window there because they don't do anything. And then one day they sit down and they book the shit out of everything.
Oh my God. You got your, you understand the pulse of this thing really well.
Yeah. It's taken me 2 years to understand it. And what happens now in March is if they haven't done anything, that's because they don't have a budget or they've spent their opening act money. Because what happens is libraries will have like $1,000 and they will do a opening act or a big closing act.
Oh.
For the summer reading program. And then what they do is they will do a lot of in-house stuff. Or they take, which is the scary part, is they'll take that $1,000 and divide it into five $200 acts. And they'll chop it down.
No, that's not good for you.
Yeah, it's not good. So I usually just pitch the opening and the close.
Okay.
And that's what I go after. I try staying away from the theme stuff because every year it's like you're recreating a whole new freaking show. And you don't know if these people are going to buy because everybody is recreating shows. I learned this from Mike Rose. Mike Rose just does a cookie cutter. 25% is new, but 75% is the old stuff over
right,
and over
fine,
again.
Yeah.
Which is great. But again, these librarians are in the mindset of, if I've seen your show, I don't want it back again. They don't.
Really? Okay. Even though the kids change and there's new kids coming in, they don't care.
No, because to them, they see their patrons and these are the same people. And they just had the same show, so they can't market the same show.
Okay.
So from that point, I always do for the opening and close, and I know there's always a rotation.
So,
this year, it seems like it's going to be on the low end of the rotation.
So all the, you were up, I had it on my screen here. What were you up at February 27th or something? You were up at 115 or so thousand of proposals. Are you doing active follow-up on those? And what's that look like? Is that phone calls or just email stuff?
Email stuff because a lot, again, is really hit or miss if they're in the office or not.
Yeah.
I mean, the libraries is like working with a PTO.
Yep.
They change their people. They move it around. They don't want to be bothered. They do want to be bothered. It's hot and cold.
Yep.
The way I'm stayed in front of them today... the other day I sent out the reluctant hero email.
Awesome. Good for you.
Out. And then today I followed up and I did a reluctant hero for Michelle for, Chicago Family Friendly Chicago.
Oh, nice.
I did one
too.
Yeah. So I did one that was basically saying I asked for a, announcement / favor. And I basically said that, I got the email somewhere, but it basically said that my wife has got a website or I've worked with you before. My wife is working on a website. Here, let me just read the email.
And who are you sending this to?
I sent this out to all my customers.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's another way for me to get myself in front of my clients again. It's a way to...
I love it. It's a touch-in, but it's not directly about your business, and it's maybe somewhat local to them and has a local appeal to them.
Yeah, it's going to have a local appeal because
nice.
Everybody I deal with does with kids and families. Everyone that I deal with is trying to promote event. So this is another way that they say, hey, well, you know, here's Dale.
Okay, cool.
Here's the email. I'll read it to you real quick. I was going through my client records and I realized, I was going through my client records and realized that you'd find this interesting. My wife, Michelle, is always looking for a place that is fun to take the kids and boys. Many of the events are not family friendly. Being married to a family entertainer and a mom doesn't make things easier, as she has high standards of what makes for a fun family experience. Michelle was listening to a mentoring group I belong to, and we were chatting about promoting events on Facebook. It was at that moment Michelle realized she could do the same.
Nice.
Michelle created Family Friendly Chicago, a Facebook page dedicated to listing family-friendly events that have been happening in the Chicagoland area. The favor I'm asking, please go to Facebook and like and share her page, Family Friendly Chicago, on your Facebook page. I've entertained at your event, and I know you have kids or have worked with kids, and you'd benefit from Michelle's research. Be honest, she's posting 3 to 5 events a day. To date, Michelle has over 250 events posted in less than 2.5 months.
Jeez.
She's got another, be honest with you, she's got another 50 scheduled for...
Yeah.
I
Man, she loves this. And what, 409 followers right now. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and then it goes, Michelle's an entertainer and slowly working up the courage to do video posts, but would like to do more in the future. There are daily posts along with the occurring blog posts and events that we've attended and reviews from the children about these events. Please click here. And then I have my sign off. So I did this, and this went out to another 653 people that have been put into my Mago account since July or June of last year.
Okay.
So it was another way of getting out in front of people. Again, any library that I've been in touch with has been on that list since June. Any park district that I've sent a quote to, everybody I've sent a quote to again. I did get a couple of response. One thing, and my wife has already said there's not going to be any magic on this page. I remember there's Magic Lounge in Chicago, which is the
Magic. Oh, yeah. Lounge.
Well, I reached out to a guy that I was trying to get a TEDx on. He said no, so I reached out to Danny Orleans. Danny Orleans came back with the same thing. No, you can't do it. They're all about magic. They really don't care about balloons, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't give me an introduction. So, fine. He told me to wait because it's all too new and they're being bombarded by entertainers. So on my list of friends was Danny got this email about my wife's thing. He emails me back on, oh, you should definitely contact Magic Lounge. I'm doing shows there for kids on Sunday. So my response was, Danny, this was one of the reasons why I wanted to contact them, but you told me to wait. Please forward this message onto your contact.
Nice.
Sent it, flipped them off, and I thought, damn it, you know, when I needed a contact, you couldn't be nice enough to give me one, but now that it's in your best interest.
Dude, I mean, isn't that what we always talk about? It's like, how can we get in front of them with something that, you know, how can we serve? And it's incredible. And it works both ways, but it's the way in, you know, it's.
Yeah. Right. And that's why, who knows if he's going to follow up and actually connect through, but it was like, he was so, no, I'm doing kid shows there. And I think he was trying to safeguard that he's doing kid shows there. I don't know why, but
he's working hard, man. He's doing great. Hey, so let me drive this back to our thing. So, I mean, do you feel like you have a good follow-up funnel with all these libraries and you understand it? Can you do anything automated through Mago? Can you hit up with some scarcity, some urgency, a special offer, you know, any that you have that you could also book in the area in the same day? I guess I want to find out, you've done all this legwork for the 90-day money game. How can we, you know, just like it happened with Danny, what can you put in it that's for them?
Well, I'm going to be following up again. There is, I started doing a couple blog posts for the library group. I want to do it again about how to market your event. There's a thing called SpinGo, which is in part of Chicago, which goes out to 51 different community calendars. It's a free post one place. It drops it, but it also drops it in WGN TV, WGN radio
nice.
Calendars. It's a way that a library can market outside their community, but also in their community. But the one drawback is, me and Michelle were just talking about this, if you go outside, let's say you leave your city, you want to use another city library, mm-hmm. and you want to use their resources, if you don't have a compatible library card, and you want to use that library, to buy that library card could be up to $350.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because what happens is your property taxes fund your library.
Yep, yep.
When you go out of your area, they actually have a fee that's listed. It's usually around $350.
For a year.
For a year.
Wow.
To become that member. So they don't want people outside of the community to come. So it's a good thing, but a bad thing.
Interesting. So you being somebody from the outside as a vendor wouldn't be as welcome in those if you're not in that tax district?
Right.
Huh?
Well, okay. No, I, as a vendor, it's fine. But to bring people like a fan base to that event, no, it's not fine because they only want their local people.
Interesting.
So it's not like a band who brings in an extra 5,000 people.
I gotcha. They're not selling drinks.
They want their local people. So if you only get 20 people in the audience that are local residents, they are perfectly fine. They don't want those extra 50 people you could bring in from three towns.
Interesting.
Over.
Yeah, and it probably makes those 20 people feel more special that they're having this this
right.
experience.
So the foot traffic is only for their tax-paying public.
Gotcha.
But they
know.
Still want to have a headcount because that's what bases their revenue.
So how could you, showing that you understand that and you could do some local marketing in the area, is there an angle we're missing there as far as an article you could write to them or a short video? I mean, that's kind of an interesting idea.
I could probably come up with maybe an article that that talks about, I understand the requirement is they need foot traffic, but they need to have residential foot traffic.
Totally, yeah.
That's the hard part. But see, again, they also will tell you, well, we do it through our advertising of flyers sent to the house.
Right, we have our flyer and our...
Yeah. Right. And that's where
that
they drop
grabs.
Off. You know, everything is, I hate to say it, library is a government agency.
Yep.
They don't move quick.
That makes sense.
They're slow at everything. You know, park districts are much faster. Libraries are, they're very set in their ways. They're usually older females that are focused on one concept.
Good.
The park districts are young teenage kids or college kids or people in their 30s that, yeah, I'm all for it. Let's go.
So let's talk about this for the last chunk of the money game here. You made this good commercial last week. You're working on it, I think. I mean,
yes.
What if we do a whole other push to that thing for every hospitality meeting planner, wedding planners? Just what if we just do a wild push on this for the next week or two?
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
I have two things where I'm going right now. One is, that's my next route, is to take what I have and slowly get it out there. I've already pushed it out to banquet managers. Let's see.
You did that video that you sent me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I didn't. I put it on a Facebook. I don't know if I shared the page with you. If you go out to putatwistonit.com.
Okay.
And then go into services, banquet, entertainment, and then how to create a awesome reception.
Okay.
Let me know when you're there.
Yeah.
So I went out to Mago and I did a email blast.
I'm sorry, you said banquet entertainment? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
And then how to create. Okay. Oh, and you add this to your menu too. Okay, great.
Yeah, I did a banquet manager mailing to...
Oh, awesome. And this is your video here.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Good for you, man. I love how you changed this.
I think I dropped the audio down in that one.
No, sounds great.
Okay,
for what it is, it's perfect.
Yeah, now see what I did also in here, I came out and I found some weird facts, kind of support the concept, and it's just kind of a quick, and then I reiterate some of the
down
audio
here
again.
Yeah, you just have the
So this is what I got out to managers. I sent this out to, I don't know why, let's see, I 15 out of the, oh, okay, I only had 45 emails out of the 125 recipients.
So how about if you, are you up for posting this thing on, I mean, this is, I'd like to look at this thing as the next, like, a week or two, if you could just do a steady thing of proposals and maybe hit another 50 events. I mean, you're, or planners, you know, where you could just mark off 2,000 proposed for each one.
Yeah, because I have, I did do a quick post in LinkedIn on this. I also
okay, good. That's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, I dropped it out.
Something on LinkedIn. Are you tagging people like any that you're either connected to or hashtagging?
No, not really in LinkedIn. No.
Okay.
I just got my rights to start searching back in LinkedIn because when I first started, I was doing what the VPs.
Yep.
I was looking for so many VPs, I wound up blowing out my LinkedIn account.
No way. They stopped you?
Well, they stopped me from doing searches. I hit my search max for 30 days.
Oh, I got you. So that account, you hit whatever you were allowed to.
Yeah, I did it's a post. You have to look for my post. There it is. Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay, so this is great. So I guess what I'd like to see on this thing is even in here, finding out who Chicago party planners are. You're probably a little bit gun shy with your searches now, but if you want to use one or two of them on.
Well, no, I mean, no, I was going through and it doesn't matter, man. If I'm shut off for 30 days, I'm just shut down from 30 days. I can't search anymore, but then it goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even looking at these things, if you're able to tag some of these things, and I don't know that you are unless you're connected to them, but Chicago party bus. I mean, are you allowed to?
I don't know. I.
I'm not sure how they do that on here.
Yeah, because I mean that's another area I'm looking at. This was one thing I was looking to promote to get out there farther. So that is on my hit list. I just found.
Oh yeah,
out,
so you're allowed to do this, like Chicago party bus. Like I can put this in a tag, and they'll. So go through this, edit this post, and at the end of this, just put a whole bunch of hashtag and then Chicago party. But
okay. No,
just come in here and do Chicago party. But tag all these. I mean, this is the exponential power. You have this on your LinkedIn? Maybe I'm seeing something. I'm on a Premier account. I don't know if...
Let me find out.
Yeah, check out if you can do this. And if you can't...
Yeah, they want me to do the Premier account, but the crappy part is they want my credit card. You get the free account, and then you have to make sure you go back and cancel it. Otherwise, they just don't give you a free day and free subscription, then cancel. No, you have to go in there. It's like the old record days. You have to go back.
I put it in my calendar. Like when I do something like SiriusXM, I just signed up for another year. But I go in my calendar and put it in 5 days early with the number and the code and everything.
Yeah, because I did that just recently with Zoom. Do you want me to actually tag in the article that I did?
If you can, edit the post. Go into edit and then just see if you can do like hashtag Chicago party bus, you know, and just all those Chicago. It was laying them up for me as I was typing, so it'll suggest things to you.
Okay, let's see. That was in a post. Okay. Because I also did put an article too. Let's see.
Tag Chicago Cubs. I mean, just how interesting if someone's looking at something, and they're just like, hey, let's look at, you know, look at this. I mean, it just costs nothing to do this stuff.
So let's, after it says, let's talk, just do a hashtag Chicago party bus.
Can you share your screen for me? Let me just see what you're seeing. Let me get close.
Okay, that's the page I got. Were you putting it right up here in the actually?
Yeah. Edit? Yeah, just do a new line there. Maybe you have to do a shift enter. Yeah, okay. You know, don't have that extra space there. Do it on the very next line just to make sure.
Okay.
They just get a short read.
Okay. And then just do that.
Just stop after Chicago and see if you're able to tag them. Go back up, space up, and do Chicago and then a space. Is it? It's not populating with things. That may be a. limitation of the program you're on. Yeah, because mine was actually tagging them. Shoot.
Maybe I have to use it's. Maybe let's see. It's just Chicago
Party. Yeah, I mean, to get it to tag them, you probably need to be on another. You probably need to be on another account. Hold on a second. Let me pause this recording for a second.
But yeah, I did.
So doing that clearly requires some other plan. And okay. Yeah, let's just get on with chat and figure out what that is when you do it after this call, and then let me know what that is. And
okay.
Like I said, that. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that.
Yeah, because what I did was I did find out the banquet manager for, I just did a event for St. Paddy's Day for Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago. And I just met the banquet manager now who does the Montgomery Club, which is their larger facility in Chicago. They own 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different restaurants in Chicago that all have banquet facilities. So I'm trying to get in better with them.
Good. And how'd that go? Was it a good, successful gig?
Yeah. It for me, it's just standing around doing balloons. It's not anything really exciting.
Sure.
But yeah, they're paying me $250 an hour.
Okay.
To make balloons. How many kids do I have? Probably 3 dozen. So it's not like I'm dying.
Okay.
In a 2-hour period.
Right.
So from that point, it's an easy gig.
Yeah. So let me just put this back on, and I want you to just figure out what it takes to get this. So when you hit a pound sign, you get to tag people.
Okay. I got a note here.
And I tell you, I just really want you to dig into this for the next week or two, because I mean, if you can hit $250,000 in proposals, Dale, you won't even believe what happens. And whether it happens right now in this time or not, it's just spreading your wings. And then the libraries, I know you're doing a follow-up, but just even an email blast. Worry about being annoying later, but if there's something we can do to add value, the same situation you had with Danny, you know, when he showed you the thing, when he knew that he wanted to be on there, it's like, just let's find what that is for the libraries.
Well, I think I'm going to find some value. Maybe they're going to find some value being Facebook family friendly.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking that route, because I did have one of my park district people pop out and say, yeah, I could see the park districts wanting to be part of this.
So Dale, let's just see what you feel about doing this just for a little campaign emails. You know, I've been doing libraries for this long, you know, for this many years, over this many hundreds of libraries. And really at this point, I can make anything happen. Can you tell me for your upcoming season, or what have you seen most effective that you want your young and adult visitors to feel during the performance and remember afterwards? Just getting them to interact with an email, even like that. And then the follow-up email a couple days later, let's just fit this in an automated sequence, is just, there's only a couple things that would stop us from making this date come true. You're too busy to book it, which I get. Your budget's run out, or you're just unclear about what I offer. Any of these three things, call this number or drop me a line back, and let's just see if this can work for this season. I mean, because you have so much, you know, you got a big presence in this market, and there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to wield that.
Yeah. And like I say, libraries are just kind of freaky little natures. They're like any other business. The other thing I am working on, because I want to run the restaurant program again. I still got 62 people sitting out there. I want to push a little drive some more.
Good.
But I just outlined the next, 17 days of emails.
Wow. Good for you.
I'm going to do that because I want to have another class start 7 or 4-8. So, and that's the case. That's going to be my first start date. 4-7 is my close date. So I'm doing a big email push now to see if I can't get 10 people for that.
Would you be cool if we went through that on a whiteboard session in a couple days?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Oh my gosh, I'd love that. Okay, that'd be perfect. That'd be so good for just...
Because what each one, what I'm starting to do here is I read another marketing book. It was the recommended by the Launchpad guy. Actually, he's I think they're in cahoots together because he's the copyright guy. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing each one's going to have a call to action, which is at the end is going to have them try doing some kind of response. So over the next.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Ray Edwards.
Yes, Ray Edwards.
Yep.
So I have 11 call to actions that hopefully they're going to do in those 11 emails, which then at the end of the month, I'm doing the announcement of the class.
Good. Okay. And
I'm going to do another survey request, then do a video response to the survey, probably another video that's again response to the survey, and then going to open the class up and have the class open for approximately only 2 days or 3 days. Looks like 2 days on my schedule now here from 4/5 to 4/7. Close the class and then start the class on 4/8.
Excellent, man. Okay, good, good, good. All right, let's get that in paper for me and send that over. And I'm sending out the whiteboard. I think I already sent it out. I think it was the 22nd we're doing that.
Okay.
So I'll make sure that's the day that we're doing it. But I did send it out early this time. I was able to fit it in. Okay, perfect.
But getting back to the
hospitality stuff.
Hospitality stuff. That's the only thing I've been looking at now is trying to get the banquet managers. I'm starting to reach out again to the big event planners. What I feel is a big event planner. I reached out to that launch group and he's passed it on to his marketing group. I actually did for the launch group. I gave them a quick video introduction. I then went down and I branded 3 marketing pages for them instantly for their marketing
team. Oh, very good.
So I did that right away. So yeah.
Nice. Did you ever have a gig with the Cubs?
No, I do have a connection to them, but I've never pushed it.
You know, it's funny, just I think about a scalability thing. I see you can tag them here in a sports thing, and I guarantee you they got someone on staff, be it an intern or what, that's searching LinkedIn for tags of the Chicago Cubs. But to be able to tag them in that and, you know, to be able to scale on some kind of kid or family day or whatever they have, to be able to bring in, you know, half a dozen balloon twisters or entertainers. And, you know, I want to look at ways to get you to make more than just the hourly.
Yeah, see, a lot of times I try staying away from the ballpark because the ballpark is nuts. I've worked for the Sox.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's right. You have 2 teams there. Isn't that something? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good. I got to jump. I hope we got something going on this one. I just want to end with the follow-up on the follow-up piece on the libraries, you know, what we can do, those couple emails I mentioned to push some more into that. And then the hospitality thing, let's just go hardcore on this for a week or two. I mean, because you got the video made and it's just an unemotional attachment to get it in front of as many people as you can right now.
Yeah. Now see, the only thing is what kind of email do I send them to that page that I built?
Yeah. This little landing page is great.
All right. So just
send them on LinkedIn. If you're going to contact people. Oh yeah. You're not doing too much on LinkedIn, I guess, with that account. Yeah, with that free account, probably not doing too much like in mail or anything to important people, but figure out what it takes to tag them and I'll talk to you about that. And then get those emails out to the library, get this going. And and let's just refocus the 90 money game for a week or two here onto a different market. Cause
do I just want to
job on the library one. So
do I want to do the, quick concept of the email that I need to send to these people. Is it just a...
Wait, which people are you talking about? Oh, the libraries?
No, the hospitality group, the banquet managers.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, use a little bit of your reluctant, get your reluctant hero story. You know, open with something about them. You know, you have this amazing venue that's got 5 stars on Yelp, 5 stars on TripAdvisor, whatever. I just saw this review of something about them in the first paragraph. Do the reluctant hero one with the hospitality guy.
Okay.
And then a little shorter version of it. And then the link to the page of what they can do, and then the call to action of a conversation to just talk to them about an upcoming event. And you know, I think your one of your big jobs is going to be to kill the perception that this is only for kids. And right. your video does that, which is great.
Length, approximately how long should this email be?
Man, if you can do this thing in, you know, the first one, the reluctant hero, you got to shrink down a little bit. It's so the opening paragraph, something about them. The reluctant hero one is three at the most, 2 to 3 paragraphs. And then overcome one objection leading into the video. So, you know, as you'll see in this 30-second video, the perception that this is for kids, not true. In fact, what it does to adults is, you know, engage them, get them talking, get them connection, get them laughing, you know, get them okay. in their bodies and out of their heads, however you want to work that. It's like, that's the kind of stuff that changes a hospitality event to something people have to attend, to something that people remember, get to attend and remember.
So I want to keep this a really tight, short email.
Definitely.
Okay. You know,
something about them, a little bit of reluctant hero, why you're doing it, overcome the objection, send them to a link to the video, and then the call to action is the invitation for a conversation about anything they have coming up.
So about them, reluctant hero, one objection, or one overcome.
Overcome one objection, the call to action, which is to go see that video, and then let's talk about an event you have coming up that's, and you know, even put something like this in that's, you know, operated the same way every year and the audience may be bored of it. You know, just get them to think that there's something new that they can do pretty easily.
Okay.
They'll bring a whole new energy to it. All right.
Yeah, because right now I got Michelle actually hitting banquet managers for Easter, so she's plugging away on that too, so.
Awesome, good. All right, drop me a line later. Let me know what you learned about LinkedIn.
All right, man.
We'll talk. Wait, hold on 1 second. And
can't get that next level.
Yeah. Well, you know, you never know what it's going to be, that one little thing. So let's look into what it takes for the LinkedIn thing to jump okay. into where you can tag. I mean, you got good offers and you got good pages backing them up now. You know, you have a good reputation. So it's, you know, boom, 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 lining up. You know, now the next thing is the block of paying a LinkedIn fee. You're like, no, like that's a business investment. I'm doing $200 a day on Facebook advertising right now for Showbiz Blueprint, because I know every single person that joins my list, the math says every single person is worth $70.
Right.
You know, the math on that. So I just go every day, I'm just pouring $200 in, and you know, yeah, sometimes it gets old, but you just kind of go, it's people joining the list and that's what the math says, so.
And you know, if you had a CEO advisor, he'd probably come in and tell you, you'd save so much more money if you don't advertise.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No, that's not true. Yeah, I don't know. All right, man, good.
All right, man,
thank you. I'll talk to you soon, Dale. Yep, good one.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.